And she will be joined by Abigail Copeland, the 6'2 senior from Kansas. Abby Brewster is a 5'11 senior from Lee's Summit, Missouri. And rounding out the squad for head coach Aaron Seltzer is Meredith Fisher, a 6'2 senior from Wichita Falls, Texas. The libero is Bree Belfi, a 5'6 sophomore from Murrieta, California. And we're just awaiting the conclusion of the overhead announcements here. And then, of course, we'll have the national anthem and the starters for the Penguins, which are coming up very shortly. Pardon me. Penguins looked pretty good last night. Go to Bella Bueno, who's a star on the women's soccer club. Bella, good match last night. Penguins looked good, especially in set one.
They did, for sure. Hopefully we can see some of that energy in this match we've got out here today. It's going to be a tough battle for sure, but...
Saturday afternoon after a late one last night. It's always tough. I think Dominican's up to it. Coming up for the Penguins under head coach Dio Bengaling in his first season. And, of course, coaches assisted by Sierra Yuen. Michaela Cernip, who had a great night last night. Cernip starting as the libero, the 5'4 junior out of Manteca. She'll be joined by the veteran Edie Leslie, the 5'11 grad student from Orange, California. The junior sensation, Ella Heckman, the 5'11 junior. She's an outside hitter, an opposite out of Gig Harbor, and she's out there with Christina Muller, the first-year Penguin, a 5'10 setter out of Yucaipa. Renwin Matthews is a 5'10 freshman from Eagle, Idaho. And it seems like a lot of people around the league are talking about Matthews and how great she's been. Speaking of great, Avery Schneider, number 18. Good old Schneider. Boy, when you need a clutch play, you go to Schneider, the 6'1 sophomore out of Ferndale. And the great Emma Harvickson, of course, the 5'10 senior from Kent, Washington. We are ready for the national anthem to be sung tonight by the great Bella Blue. When Bella sings, Bella Blue, that is, our Bella. What about our Bella? Does she ever sing?
Not, I cannot sing. I can try my best, but...
We might have to have you sing in future Penguin Radio broadcast.
Actually, out on the soccer field, I made a joke that I'd sing the national anthem, and Spencer almost took me up on it.
Oh, now that one I want to see. I want to hear that. Our own Bella Blue representing Penguin Radio singing the national anthem out on the soccer pitch. That'd be something else. All right. By the way, speaking of women's soccer, you have a match tomorrow.
Monday.
Monday, pardon me.
Yes. Conference opener for us. I believe it's a 3 p.m. start time out there.
That'll be great. All right. There was some question about Penguin Radio doing that game, but I think we have competing broadcasts, I'm sorry to say. Though we do have other soccer matches of yours. Everyone can tune in and listen. You can watch her, Bella, on Speedio when she's out there with the women's soccer team. And if you haven't seen Bella Bueno, our Bella, play soccer. You were great the other day, by the way.
Thank you.
It was a super exciting game, very aggressive, and that's always fun to watch somebody playing really hard in soccer. All right. I think we're ready for some Penguin volleyball today, Saturday afternoon. Game. Penguins occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center. Starting off to our right here on Media Row, the freshman Christina Muller with the side out, and the first serve is blocked, and the first point of the night. Thank you very nice. Edie Leslie with the block. 1-0 Penguins, and Muller will go again. Muller and Matthews in the back row. Cernip in the middle, and then the three Penguins up front in the I formation. There's the give to Edie Leslie, who mashes it across for a winner. And Leslie, in the middle there, gets the Penguins their second point of the day, 2-0.
It's got to feel good to get those first points of the match.
Yeah, no doubt. And just as the Penguins are feeling pretty good, there's a big smash from the far corner. The kill from Kendall Vandertig, her first. 2-1 Penguins. Set one, Bree Belfi serves for Biola. A perfect serve to Cernip in the back row. And the Penguins on the attack. Ella Heckman with the winner far side. 3-1, the outside hitter Heckman will take a break. And coming to serve is Sophia Hull. As Heckman goes to the Gatorade. And Hull, beyond the end line, working quickly. She runs up to the back row. Belfi with the get. Quick spike for the Penguins. Braywin Matthews with a killer, 4-1. DU very quickly out ahead.
Great reaction time off of that hit right there.
Matthews saw it close to the net and attacked. Hull again, back row, far side. Big killer, bumped up by Muller. Now Cernip, the Penguins could just help it over. That's Matthews. Belfry, she's got it, and there's a killer near corner from Meredith Fisher, the 6'2 senior out of Wichita Falls. Fisher gets way up there and unleashed the fury to the back row, 4-2 Dominican. Arvidsson credited with one kill so far, and Matthews. Oh, and there's a bump up intended for Matthews, a little miscommunication, 4-3. That happens once in a while in a very fast-moving game, 4-3 Penguins. Set one, Hannah Hansen, a 5'10 freshman from Rochester, Minnesota, with the service. And there's the near corner kill from our own Braywin Matthews. Matthews out of Eagle, Idaho. Picks up her first kill of the afternoon. Check it, her second kill, 5-3. Big smash, and the Penguins' block is there. Cernip gets a hand on it. Muller dives for it. Now Cernip just helps it across. And there's a kill on the outside. Is wide from the front row. That was off the hand of Abigail Copeland. Penguins with a .63. A little bit of a gift there for the Dominicans, who were struggling just to keep the ball in play. As it turns out, Cernip will let it fly. And that service is wide, right? 6-4.
Penguins still with the lead so far.
Vandertig with the serve, 6-4.
Yeah, Penguins won the very first point and have not looked back thus far. But now it's 6-5 after the block against Matthews finds the back row. No Penguins were back there, 6-5. All the Penguins collapsed up toward the net.
Vandertig with the serve again. Deep float to Braywin Matthews. Beautiful block by the Penguins. Up by Cernip, assist by Mueller. Wide, point by Braywin Matthews.
Off hands?
Yeah, I think it tipped off the front row.
Got an off the block touch point. Rivers back to serve. 7-5, Penguins with the lead. Miscommunication on Viola's side. Who's going to get? Oh, unfortunately, that miscommunication from Viola gave them a point.
How did it give them a point?
There was miscommunication on the defense of the Penguin side, unfortunately.
Gotcha.
Belfi with the serve. Braywin Matthews is bumped. Beautiful set by Cernip to 18. Avery Schneider unfortunately went wide. 7-up, Belfi with the serve of the set. Back to Braywin Matthews, Cernip with the assist. Back to Braywin with the hit, off the block touch, point Penguin, up 8-7. Heckman in, Hull out. Matthews with the serve.
Matthews is having herself a game right now for sure.
Four kills so far.
Making those big plays.
Matthews with the serve. Ooh, that was a beautiful hit by Ella Heckman off the net. Gives us a point for the Penguins. 9-7, Matthews with the serve.
Yeah, when Heckman gets a good leave, boy, she can really nail it.
Once she gets started, she's unstoppable at the net. She's a force to be reckoned with. Starting up with the assist. Ooh, unfortunately, that was an overpass and a gift to Biola.
Interesting, on that bump off the serve, it went up and hit the ceiling, and at Conlon Center, the ceiling's in play.
Mm-hmm.
So once it hit whatever it hit up there in the rafters, it's still in play, bouncing around.
It's still playable as long as it is on the side of the team that bumped it into the raft, the hoop, or anything on the ceiling. Ooh, scrappy play. Oh, unfortunately, that's saved by number 11. Wiley was not able to get that over. Nine up, Brewster 18 with the serve. Deep float to five to Heckman. Rivers with the set. Ooh, beautiful hit by number 11, Wiley. Turn up with the assist, and Heckman with a backer attack. Oh, unfortunately, that was a free ball pass. An easy point by Biola. Brewster with the third serve of the set, 10-9. Deep float. Oh, actually went wide. She was aiming for that back row just to get that line touch. Thankfully, our Penguins let that go. Avery Schneider with the serve, 10-10.
Biola took their first lead there, but Dominican tied it right back up.
Oh, beautiful down ball by number 12, Eddie Leslie. That's a present for us, and that's a free point.
Right in the middle there, Edie Leslie's as tough as they come.
Leslie back with the serve, 11-10. Beautiful float. Another overpass, there we go. Leslie with the beautiful gift. Thanks, Biola. Matthews again with the third set of the set, 12-10. Beautiful float. Ooh. Unfortunately, Penguin was not able to get that, but Biola did a good job adapting at that last minute deep float serve by Schneider. I'm sorry, Matthews. 12-11. Number six, Curtin with the serve for Biola. Out of system play for Penguins. Let's see if they can get this back. Rivers with the assist. Heckman with the hit and too wide. OTT.
Tied up again.
12-12. Number six, Curtin with the serve. Matthews with the pass, Rivers with the serve, and number 12 with Leslie with the hit. Heckman off the block, Biola still got it up in play, number six back row attack by Biola. Heckman again with the set. Ooh, there's a little bit of a miscommunication on the side of Biola. Ooh, beautiful save by number nine, Rivers. Cernip over back to the other team. Oh, Riv, beautiful. Oh, it seems like there was a net call on the side of Biola. Oh, my goodness, ping pong, ping pong. This is the longest rally of the set. Unfortunately, Penguins do not get the point, but they played beautifully. Number nine, Rivers with the two amazing digs and the assist to keep the ball up in play. Number 17,
Matthews.
Matthews with a beautiful back row hit. Ooh, off the tape serve by Curtin. Fortunately, that was an overpass given to Viola. 14-12, Curtin with the fourth serve of the set. Deep float serve. Matthews with the pass. Rivers with the set. 12, unfortunately. Eddie Leslie hits that wide. 15-12. Let's see if Penguins can close the gap and stop the run of Curtin's serve. Deep float. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Heckman with the overpass hit. Ooh, beautiful save by Cernip. Beautiful hit by number 11, Wiley, off the block. Rivers out. Hartvigsen in. 11, Wiley out. And 15, Mueller in and back with the serve. 15-13. Camila. Ooh, out of system play by Viola. Let's see if the Penguins can make a point out of this. Ooh. Oh, unfortunately, number 4, Viola, Kendall Vandertwig breaks through the block.
Serving number 5, Bell 5.
Service error by Viola into the net. Heckman out and Hull in. 16-14. Serve number 5. Sophia Hull. Ooh. Out of system play by Viola. Off the block touch. Point Eagles. 17-14. Hansen with the serve, 17-14.
Hansen and Breslin Longer have come into the game for Biola.
Ooh, beautiful tip by number 17, Braylon Matthews.
Yep, Matthews waiting at the net for that long leave. Was in perfect position to just tap it across.
Matthew and Leslie are forced to be reckoned with at the net. You always got to be prepared for them. Beautiful block by number 18, Schneider, number 20, Hartvigsen. Starting up with the assist, 17, Braylon Matthews with the off hit. Off the block touch by Viola.
Far side is Tully, who's a lefty on that outside front row, and she had 3 or 4 plays in that play alone. And Josh Lean, you're an experienced player at a high level. When there's a lefty at the net, is that hard to read?
Yes, it is. Row? It is, because everything is so inverted since we're so used to playing with people who are right-handed. Yeah. And even if you are a right-handed player, it's still easy to read off the block. Sorry about that.
Vandertig with the serve. And the winner from the far side by Abigail Copeland puts the Eagles up by 4, 19-15. Vandertig will go again. She's got 3 kills of her own tonight to the Penguins. Big hit front row by Schneider.
Scrappy play block by Viola.
At the net, Schneider again, and the block holds. The block winner from Abigail Copeland, 20-15. Penguins call a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody. Set number 1. Penguins down by 5. Looking for their first win of the season. We'll be right back on Penguin Radio. All right, welcome back, everybody. 2015, Penguins trail. But now they only trail by 4 after the winner at the net by Schneider from the far corner. 2016. Hartvigsen rotates out. Muller rotates out. And back into the game is Camille Rivers. Muller, Schneider, Matthews, your front row. Cernip in the middle. And Sophia Hull in the back. There's a dink into the middle. A great pancake save right in the middle. Another pancake from Biola. Schneider delivers to the other side. Somehow it's blocked. Two pancakes in a row by both squads. Softly a dink across the top by Wiley. Back to Sophia Hull, who pops it perfectly over to Rivers with a back set far side. And the Penguins with a winner. 2017, the Penguins are hanging tough. Once the Eagles hit the red zone. For the Penguins, Braywin Matthews has 5 kills, leading all players on the court at this time. Service by Camille Rivers. Saved by Hull. Rivers near side. Matthews off the top of the tape. And there's a winner, 2018. Just tipped off the block. Penguins down by just 2 now. And Rivers on a 3 service run. Back line for Biola has moved in. Rivers with a bullet to the middle row. Scooped up by Curtin. Penguins with a block winner by Matthews. 2019, and the Penguins just rattled off 4 in a row. Rivers, she's got that look. She's got that look. She is not messing around, fans. Rivers, 2 meters beyond the end line, delivers again to the back row. Curtin with a good bump. Far side, Curtin with a killer. And that was a no-doubter, Bella. 21-19, Curtin.
Yeah, that one would have been hard for anyone to read. It was coming in hot right down towards the floor. Found that open space.
Perfect leave as Curtin puts the Eagles back up by 2 here in set 1. Belfi to serve. Backside, Matthews. Now it's close to the net, near side. Curtin again. A instant replay of the previous point. Curtin from that far front corner. Woo! Boy, does she nail it, 22-19. Yeah, there's no blocking that.
Mm-mm.
When it's a perfect leave, it's a perfect leave. Bethany Belfi with a serve near side. Muller. Check it, Wiley. Softly. Bumped up by Cernip. Now into the tape. No touch from the Biola side. Penguins dug it out, but the point to the Eagles. And now Coach Bengaling wants a timeout. 23-19 in set 1. Penguins came out of that last timeout looking pretty good.
They did. So maybe they'll come out of this one with the same type of energy. We'll see.
We'll find out.
It's a close one.
Coach is on his knee in front of the team. Got the dry erase board out. We'll be back in 20 seconds right here on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everyone. 23-19, and now it's set point as the service ace comes in on the far side. Penguins off to our right here as Bella and Josh Lean and myself here on Media Row at Dominican. 24-19, set point. Can the Penguins stay in this one? Bethany Belfi with a perfect serve. Floating get on the far side by Matthews. And there's a Peyton Tully delivers the winner into the back right corner. And that'll do it for set number 1. Boy, back and forth. The Penguins look pretty good there again in set 1. The last couple of matches we've seen, the Penguins in set 1, both of those matches, they looked really good. Can they adjust and get that first win? We will find out when we come back. A 2-minute break, everybody. Set number 2 coming up right here on Penguin Radio. It's a destination, a little up the road from the habitation. set number two coming up here on Penguin Radio. Penguins Trail, One Love in sets today. For Biola here in set number two, Kendall Vanderteegh will start in the front row, along with Meredith Fisher and Gracie Guy, as they did in set one. In fact, I see it's the same six starters for Biola here in set two. Abigail Copeland, Abby Brewster, and Dominique Curtin. And the first serve from Dominique Curtin here in set number two is an ace. And we're underway. Set two, 1-0, Eagles. Both teams have switched sides, as you might imagine. And the Penguins now on the attack, and Edie Leslie with a... Oh, I thought Leslie found the chalk on the far side, but it rode wide, 2-0 Eagles here in set two. Penguins actually had the lead there in set one midway through. Curtin way back beyond the end line. About 10 feet beyond the end line. Harvick's in far side, finds the wall, and it's blocked back out at 3-0 very quickly in set two in favor of the visiting Eagles. Looking to go 5-0 under head coach Seltzer. Penguins looking for their first win of the season against a really steady group of Eagles, that's for sure. Biola's always in the mix, it seems like, year after year. But the Penguins have been playing pretty great this year. Speaking of playing pretty great, Kendall Vanderteegh with the near side winner for Zip. Curtin again, fifth in a row here in set two. And Curtin finds the net, and the Penguins are on the board. 4-1. We'll do some play-by-play?
Sure.
All right, good. With some play-by-play, here's Bella Bueno.
Serving for the Penguins, we have number five, Sophia Hull. Ball comes in off the back line. A set. And a kill from number four, Kendall Vanderteegh. Serving for Biola, we have number five, Bree Belfi. Ball in. And serve goes long. Point Penguins. Score 5-2. Serving for the Penguins, we have Cernip. Ball in off the back line. Floater, big kill from number 12, Abigail Copeland. Score is 6-2. We have some subs coming in for Biola. Entering, we have number 19, Peyton Tully, and number 14 to serve, Hannah Hansen. Ball in. And a kill from Matthews. Can't quite be controlled on Biola's end. Dominican lands himself the point, 6-3. Coming in for the Penguins, we have number 11, Lauren Wiley, and number 9, Camille Rivers. Rivers is up to serve.
6-3.
Ball in. Off the back line. Big hit. Dominican coming back across. Wiley with a big strike. Biola, too many touches on their end. Point Penguins, 6-4. Rivers up to serve for the second time. Serve is good. Biola just barely dinks it over the net. Dominican claps back. Avery Schneider with the hit, not able to be controlled by Viola. Point Penguins closing that gap. We've got a 6-5 up on the scoreboard. Rivers serving again. Big kill by number four, Kendall Vandertug. She's now up to serve. Score 7-5. Service in. Hit by Lauren Wiley over the net. Sliding down, Camille Rivers trying to save that ball. Matthews over. Viola kill off the block. Avery Schneider out there, but Viola eventually able to find that floor, scoring the point. Peyton Tully with that kill. 8-5, Eagles. Serving again, we have Vandertug. Sophia Hull off Camille Rivers, hit by Avery Schneider off the block. Coming back across. Big hit from Viola. Up in there. Coming across Lauren Wiley. Just a little bit too far on the outside. Point Eagles, 9-5.
You know, I've noticed when Bethany Belfi attacks, she's good from either corner in the front row. But as a lefty, she's got to adjust that far side hit as a lefty coming across the open court. That's one thing. But when she's on the near side, it really takes a lot of skill, and she's great as the Penguins just picked up another point with a winner from the front row. 9-6 Eagles, and here's Bella.
Matthews up to serve. Ball in. Went far. Point by Ola.
That hurts the momentum. The serve is just 1 foot too long. Trying to find that back chalk that Josh Lean has talked about.
Number nine from Viola up to serve. Sorry, Bethany Balfi.
I believe there's twins on the Viola side. Number nine, who just served. Bethany Balfi, who is a defensive specialist and libero. Coming in, her sister, number five, Bree Balfi.
I'm not positive, but I bet you're right. The sisters on the team?
I believe twins. I see twins and I know it because I'm a twin myself.
Okay. I haven't even noticed. You know, I look at the numbers.
I didn't look that closely either.
Yeah.
I just saw Belfi and I was like, huh, there's two.
I know our players by face because I see them on campus every day. Here we go. 10-8 Eagles.
Ember.
Penguins now on defense, just helping it across softly. Back set, far side. Another kill winner from Belfi. That's Bethany Belfi, just to clarify. Both ladies are sophomores. Bree Belfi is the libero at 5'6", while Bethany is a lefty at 5'7". Now, I wonder if Bree is a lefty, too. I'll have to look. And I got to believe that a left-handed player in your front row, that might be an advantage of sorts. I don't know. You're the experienced player as the Penguins just had a point blocked away 11-8 Eagles. Is it?
Yeah, I do think it is. It definitely changes the momentum and the hit and the speed of the ball.
The look?
Yeah.
Coming off of the front row. Yeah, no doubt.
It's a tricky. They can hit line, and you think they're hitting angle.
12-8. As the Penguins now on the attack and just long from Leslie in the front row, 13-8. And the Eagles have that momentum here in set number two. The Penguins down one love in sets. We're in set number two, everybody, at Dominican. And the next service from Brewster is a good one. The Penguins are there. A short set to Edie Leslie is blocked back on the Penguins side, 14-8. Eagles, and a timeout is called by the Penguins. And Bella, I think it's a good time for a timeout just to kind of knock down any momentum if coach can do it.
Definitely. need to see what they can do different coming into the remaining points for this set after the timeout.
Yeah, the Penguins don't want to let this one get too far away from them. 14-8. And we'll be back in 30 seconds right here on Penguin Radio's coverage of DU Volleyball. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're just awaiting the service whistle. Abby Brewster will be bringing it for the Eagles, and Josh Lean will be bringing it for Penguin Radio.
What is up, y'all? 14-8. Heckman with the assist, Rivers with the set, and Leslie with the hit. Tip given back, Rivers with the set again. Back to Leslie, big hit. Number 5, Biola with the assist. Unfortunately, 23, Fisher hits wide. Rivers out, Hartvigsen in, and Mueller in and out, number 11.
Serving number 15,
Lauren Wiley. Christina Mueller with the serve, 14-9. Deep float to the back of Biola. Oh, miscommunication on the side of Biola. Mueller with the serve. Big hit by number 14, Ella Heckman. Point Penguins, 14-10. Mueller with the serve. Ball back to the end line, assist by 18. Abby Brewster, big hit. Hartvigsen.
Emma Hartvigsen scores for the Penguins there. 14-11.
Yeah, Mueller back again with the serve. Curtin with the assist, big hit by 23. Meredith Fisher. Miscommunication aside of Penguins. Fisher again with the serve and point, Biola. Back to serve, number 6, Dominique Curtin, 15-11. Deep float. Back row, assist by Mueller, hit by number 14, Heckman. Fortunately, that is wide.
Off the block, point Penguins.
Sophia Hull in, and Ella Heckman out. 15-12. Deep float to the back. Big hit by number 4, Vander Twig. Big block by number 10, Gracie Guy, and 23, Meredith Fisher. Vander Twig with the tip into the donut hole of Penguins. Bree Belfi would serve. Short serve. Mueller at the assist. Heckman with the big serve and off the block touch by number 6, Curtin.
Great work there by Matthews. That was a really powerful hit there.
Point Penguin, 16-13, Cernip with the serve. Big serve to the back row. Scrappy play by the Penguins. See who can get this next point. Oh, number 4, Kendall Vandertake into the antenna.
Point Pings.
Pings?
Pings.
16-14, starting with the serve. Deep float to the back, Curtin with the assist, 18 Brewster with the set, 23 big hit, off the touch of 15 Mueller. There is...
Central ref had a duck to stay out of the way of that ball.
17-14, Biolo with the serve, Hansen with the serve. Deep float to Braywin Matthews, Mueller with the assist, Hartvigsen with the set into the block of Biola, assisted with a coverage from Cernit. Deep one played by Biola, over the tip played by Mueller, back to Biola, 19 Biola with the hit. Scrappy play into the net by Braywin Matthews. Point, Eagles, 18-14. Hansen back with the serve. Deep float serve to number 5 hole. Mueller with assist. Spotted by number 17, Braywin Matthews. Big block by 19 and number 20. And 19 and 12, Peyton Tully and Abigail Copeland.
Re-entering for the Penguins, we have Lauren Wiley and Camille Rivers.
Score is 18-15.
Camille
Rivers. Rivers with the serve. Deep float to 5 to Curtin. Overpass and answered by number 18, Schneider. 18-15 is the score.
Another close one we've got so far.
Oh, unfortunately, I believe that was a touch on the net of the Penguins side. So point, Eagles, number 4 with the serve, Vander Twig. Beautiful up by number 5, Bree Belfi. Assist by Aviola, overhit by number 19, Tully.
Great save.
Dominican and Biola are playing very scrappy right now. Off the block touch. And there is a double call on the Penguins. 20-15.
Timeout, Penguins. Going into that timeout, score is 20-15. Eagles lead. We'll be right back here.
Well, we will be in just a moment. Wasn't it 2015 in set one?
Yeah.
I think it was. And can the Penguins adjust here? These two teams are so evenly matched. It seems like Coach McGolling, he might see something. Get the team to adjust. Maybe pull this one out. Mm-hmm. Tie it up at one set apiece. That'd be nice. When we come back, we'll have the conclusion of set number 2 for you right here on Penguin Radio. All right, welcome back, everybody. 2015, Eagles in set 2. And Josh Lean will take the play-by-play.
Score 2015, 13, McDonnell with the serve. Deep float to Matthews, Rivers with the chase. Back to Matthews with the big hit. McDonnell with the overpass, Schneider with the hit. Bree Belfi with the assist to 6, Dominique Curtin. Back to serve, number 13, McDonnell, 21-15. Short serve to number 5, Holt, Rivers with assist, Braywin Matthews into the net. Point Eagles, 22-15. Hull out and Heckman in. McDonnell back to serve for the third time this set. 22-15. Deep float. Ooh.
Just barely tipped it over there.
Barely tipped it. I believe Rivers won that joust against number 6 Curtin of Biola. 23-15. McDonnell with the fourth serve of this set. Let's see how the Penguins respond to this, see if they can close the gap. Ace by McDonnell. Set point, Eagles, 24-15. McDonnell with the serve. Short serve into the net. Point Penguins, 16 for the Penguins, 24 for the Eagles. Match point number two.
Set point, not match point yet.
Set point.
Penguins had three set points in set one, so they're capable of holding on as Matthews delivers.
They're hungry for the set. They're hungry for a victory. Scrappy paid by Biola, number five, free. Beffley sending it over. Big hit by number 18.
Avery Schneider.
Schneider keeps the Penguins alive for the third set point. 24-18, although they haven't made the change on the board.
They're closing the gap.
And they still haven't made the change. I'm not sure why.
Rivers with the dig, send up with assist. Big hit by number 11. Lauren Wiley, tip over by number 19, Peyton Tully. Back to Heckman, big block by number 12, Abigail Copeland, and 19, Tully.
Matthews went diving for it, but it ended up in the fifth row of the grandstands. And after two, the Eagles lead it. Now the Penguins find themselves up against the wall, Bella. They have to win this next set.
Yes, they do.
Or it's over, and the Eagles looking to improve to 9-3 overall, a 5-0 conference record, while the Penguins are looking for their first conference victory, and they cannot afford to lose this set three. What do you think? Penguins have it in them?
Crunch time right here. If they come out strong and keep their heads up, they have a fighting chance, but really got to keep that confidence up. Can't let it fall, because this is the time that it counts.
You know, I got to ask you about that, because you're on the women's soccer club, and of course, when you get down, how tough is it to keep the momentum and the confidence and the excitement going? Here the Penguins are looking for their first conference victory. This is their 12th match of the season. How do they stay excited for it?
Definitely going to be hard, I guess. In the aspect of soccer, it's a little bit different, because you're playing one, just like one game, you know. With them, it's like you lost the first one, but you can still win the second or third. But it's just being able to stay in that and keep fighting, really.
I marvel when I sit back and watch the Dominican players on the sidelines cheering the team on, staying excited, staying pumped, keeping it, all that hope alive from one game to the next. Last night, tough loss last night. I really thought the Penguins had a good chance against Westmont. Today against the Eagles, on paper, the Eagles were supposed to come in and mash the Penguins, but really, the Penguins have been good today. They played some great volleyball. The Eagles have been tough and lived up to the expectation, but the Penguins have not been a pushover today. They've been playing some great volleyball. All right, everybody, coming into set number three, we have about a one-minute break. Bella and Josh Lean and I will be back, and you're listening to Penguin Radio and checking it out worldwide on Speedio. Welcome. Everybody, I hate to cut in on a Neil Young song, but it's time for volleyball here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California, where our athletics director is Amy Hankelman. Yours truly, Stuart Horn. Josh Lean is alongside, and Bella Bueno, of course. And the Penguins back on the northern end of the Conlon Center. And the first service comes off from Christina Muller, and that's a winner. And it's 1-0. So Muller, who started in set number one with the very first service of that set, started then with an ace, starts set number three with an ace. And the second serve deep. 1-1. The Eagles lead 2-love in sets. Best of five. So the Penguins must win this one if they want to keep this one going. Mary McDonald is a 5'6 senior out of Jacksonville, Florida. And with a terrific serve to the back row, McDonald then collapses toward the front. The feed is to Abigail Copeland. Copeland has her second kill. And, you know, I'm surprised, Bella, that Copeland's only got two because she's been a factor in so many plays.
Indeed she has.
Vander Teeg has four. And the Penguins now on defense after the service by Mary McDonald. The killer from the front row, Meredith Fisher, rides a little wide, 2-2. Here comes Sophia Hall in place of Ella Heckman. Muller kicks aside the game ball, wants a new one for Sophia Hall. 2-2, Hall with the runner right on the end line. Good serve to Curtin. And the return is a winner from Abigail Copeland. And that's her third. Copeland's third. Meredith Fisher and Abby Brewster will rotate out. Back in there, Hannah Hansen, a 5'10 freshman from Rochester, Minnesota, with a good serve. Penguins, Matthews with a big hit, blocked by the Eagles. And a running leave from the Penguins. Christina Muller is a little too close to the tape, and it's pounded back. And I'm trying to see who had the kill there. And in fact, that was Abigail Copeland. So she's picked up two here in this set alone, where it's 4-2. The Penguins trail by a pair. Make it one because Edie Leslie with a winner. 4-3. And now for the Dominicans, Michaela Cernip, the 5'4 junior from Antica. Cernip to the back row. McDonald with a get. Penguins with a block just off the top of the tape, punched across. Now Matthews back at her, right at the top of the tape. The joust falls on the Penguins' side, and Abigail Copeland was wrapped up in that little battle at the top of the tape. 5-3 Eagles. Off to our right, the Dominicans. Vander Teeg way off to our left. Vander Teeg, good serve back to Matthews. The feed back over to Matthews, and that's in the net, 6-3. Matthews, first-year Penguin, has been so good. She's out of Eagle, Idaho, and the Penguins are playing the Eagles today. No connection. Penguins now to Schneider with a winner. Avery again, the 6'1 sophomore out of Ferndale, Washington. Schneider, she's so light on her feet. That ball came out spinning off the top of the tape, and Schneider was able to adjust in midair, no less. Camille Rivers now far side. Rivers, always methodical. Penguins down by a pair. 6-4 here in set three. Far side, Dominican block against the big hit by Dominique Curtin. And that tips out of play off of Wiley with the block, 7-4. Now coach in there to give Wiley a couple of words of encouragement. Bethany Belfie with a service to Hull. Now Schneider and the block back at the Penguins. Gracie Guy with the winner there. Guy, that's her first kill. 8-4. Vander Teeg with 7. Dominique Curtin with 7. And there's Muller tipped up. And there's a kill winner from Avery. And Schneider picks up her 4th for the Dominicans. Matthews has 9 leading all players. And then, as mentioned, Vander Teeg and Curtin with 7 each. Penguins serve, Matthews is long, her palms to the ceiling. How did that ball fly so far? 9-5 here in set three.
Too much muscle.
Well, I imagine, you know, when you get excited, sometimes the adrenaline will push the ball along. I've seen it year after year. Matthews, who's usually so cool under pressure. I bet that won't happen again tonight. She's probably very tough on herself. Penguins now on defense. Matthews with a perfect bump. Camille Rivers back set. Muller, big hit. Wiley check it front row. Now the Penguins on D. Oh, what a dig by Rivers. Are you kidding? A great save by Lauren Wiley. And the Penguins now in the front row. This time it blocked back too far toward the center and, in fact, rode out on the near side 10-5. Eagles lead it by 5 in this critical set 3. And that's an understatement. Big time. Penguins really need this one. Dominicans now another campfire winner. And Biola, that's the fourth campfire tonight where the Biolas dink it over the front row, Bella, and find that exposed middle row.
Yeah, well, Dominicans sliding in for it, but just can't quite get there in time, even if they get that first save. It's almost like the other people weren't expecting them
to
get it.
And the Penguins back up expecting a big hit, and then it's just dinked across softly. And that's a great strategy, 11-5, and there's a winner for the Eagles, who lead by a touchdown now, 12-5. And Coach Bungalling is going to mix it up a little bit as Justine Pomonas has entered the game for her first minutes. She in the back, far back corner, along with Cernip, along with Heckman. Those three in the back, they go straight to Pomonas, now to Heckman. Back line, it's tipped. Penguins with the point. 12-6.
Number 18, Amber Schneider.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Bella with the play-by-play.
Schneider with the serve. Ball in just a little too far long. Point Eagles. 13-6. Schneider off. We have Turnip re-entering. Serving for Biola, we have Dominique Curtin. Curtin leads the Penguins in kills, or the Eagles in kills right now with 6.
Rivers answers with a tip and point, Penguins 13-7. Rivers out, Harbickson in, Mueller in, and Wiley out.
Mueller with the serve. Floater. Leslie able to reach over the net, tip it down. Point Penguins. 13-9, I believe, once the scoreboard changes.
Mueller back with the serve.
Turnip tries to save that, goes a little too far off the back end there. Eagles win the point, 14-8.
They still haven't changed the point, right? Wasn't it 9 last time? Still on 8.
Ace for Biola bounces off Ella Heckman behind the bleachers. Serving again, we've got Mary McDonald. Ball in off of Hartvigson, Mueller tips. Leslie over the net, point Penguins, 15-9. Some changes, Pomonas off, Matthews back on, Heckman off, Hole back on, Hole to serve. Service into that back line. Floater able to tip it over. Matthews gets that reach over the net there. Point Penguins, 15-10. Hole to serve again.
Closing in on the gap.
Biola, big hit, but Our block is on the other end of it. Unfortunately, bounces out of bounds. Point Eagles, 16-10. Up to serve for Biola. We have Hannah Hansen. Straight to Matthews, over the net. Biola claps back with a big kill by number four, Kendall Vandertube. Serving again, Hannah Hansen, 17-10 Eagles. Off of Matthews, straight into almost my face.
You okay there, Bella?
Yeah, I'm okay.
trying to save her, y'all.
Trying to save me. Point Eagles there, 18-10. Hansen up to serve again. Off of Jansen. Hayward, Jasmine Hayward.
Seeing her first play in the game for today.
Turnip gets it up. Big hit by Emma Hartvigsen. Bounces off that block right back to her. Gets it back over. Biola with a kill. Off
the tape and out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Point Penguins. 18-11. Up to serve, we have Turnip. Turnip. Ball in, big hit over. Cernip able to get that dig there. Hayward off the hands of the block. Point Penguins, 18-12.
It's her first point of the game too. She's doing really good.
There we go. Energy in the room is rising. Penguin bench with bringing that energy. Cernip up to serve again. Big kill. Off of Mueller, Point Eagles, 19-12. Up to serve, number four, Kendall Vandertuig. Penguins think the ball goes wide. Ball did indeed land inside the lines. Point Eagles, 20-12. Pull on the receiving end to Hayward. Mueller bumps it over. Big hit by number 14 from Biola, Hannah Hansen. 21-12. Crunch time right here, getting into the final minutes. Final points. Vandertuig with another serve. Penguins with a hit over the net. Emma Hartvigsen. Big hit back over to the Penguins. Hayward up in the air for it. Finding that libero. Cernip dives. Hayward off the hands of the block. Point Penguins.
Hayward with the second point of the match.
21-13 Eagles. Hartvigsen out. Mueller out. Wiley and Rivers back in. Up to serve, Camille Rivers.
21-13.
Service into the back line. Set. Big kill by number six, Dominique Curtin from Biola.
Boy, Curtin's been so good from that far corner, especially. She just sees the open court. Seems like she can, with pinpoint accuracy, just knock it in there right where she needs to on a laser.
22-13 is the score, and up to serve, we have Bethany Belfi. Ball hits Hayward.
Back to Hayward.
Set by Rivers. Back to Hayward. Hit into the block. Bounces back on Dominican side. Goes out of bounds. 23-13 Eagles. Bethany Belfi up to serve again. Hayward, Rivers sets, Hayward hits, ball goes long, Eagles point, 24-13 match point right here.
Ugh. Come on, the Penguins. The Penguins went 3 in set 1 at set point, 4 in set 2 at set point. They got to keep it alive here. 24-13. Perfect serve into the middle row. The Penguins deliver back to the other side. Curtin into the middle, and the Penguins dig it out far side. Hayward bat softly to the back row. A leaping get on the far side for Biola's Vandertug, and the Penguins deliver! It's tipped back toward the net. Somehow the Biolas are there, and that's 3 hits. And the Penguins do stay alive, 24-14. I was standing behind both of you when that ball came across the court and almost nailed you. Bella's quick hands knocked it away. Yep, you still got it, kid.
Oh, thanks.
24-14. Not just with the feet.
The hand-eye coordination is there, too.
Oh, no. And the match point from Hayward finds the tape and rolls backward, and the Eagles win it in 3. The Eagles improve to 9-3 overall, 5-0 in conference play. The Penguins continue to search for their first victory of the season. Our next volleyball broadcast will be right here on Wednesday, October 4th. 2 weeks, Chaminade will be here at 1 o'clock. Pardon me, let me get this right. Chaminade at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday, followed the very next day by University of Hawaii at Hilo at 7. So we have Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then that Saturday, Hawaii Pacific. So all 3 Hawaii teams in the same week, October 4, 5, and 7. That'll be a big week for DU volleyball. The Penguins today go down in 3. But once again, you know, they looked pretty good. All right, everybody. Yes?
I said they definitely put up a fight.
Yeah, they did. And that was a really entertaining game. Super fun. They're all fun. They're more fun when we win. And the Penguins are looking for their first win. Bonnie Bella will be on the soccer field a day after tomorrow. Men at noon, women at 3. So if you're in the area, want to come down and check out our own Bella Bueno. Plays a very exciting brand of Dominican soccer. For Bella and for Josh Lee and everybody else at Penguin Radio, Stuart Oren signing off, saying so long and thank you for spending your afternoon with us. The Penguins continue their search. When will it happen? Let's hope it happens very soon. Right here on Penguin Radio, everybody.